guys, thank you for coming. Thanks for what has so far been a great 3 days at the festival. Still one to go. Very excited to be here today at this great theater, The Egyptian, for a movie that I love, starring Quincy Cummings, Marsha Mason, and a man who became the youngest best actor Oscar winner in Academy history at the time, Richard Dreyfuss.
Steven Spielberg, and you begged for him to reoffer you the job.
Exactly.
saying is Shostakovich bad. I mean, it was overwhelming. There were more stories about Jaws than all the other films combined, and not least of which was we were cast before there was a cast, before there was a crew, before there was a shark, and before there was a script. And we started shooting on May 2nd, and we were supposed to end June 28th. And we left the island September 16th and did not finish the film.
So when that happens, and you're with a still young director, a director who had developed a reputation early following Sugarland Express, but still he's not Steven Spielberg yet. Do you at any point think, this guy doesn't know what he's doing? Or did you guys know, okay, things have gone wrong and it's September 16th and we haven't finished yet, but I'm working with somebody who's got it?
I never doubted Steven. Never. And one of the reasons was that he was an uncrowned prince in Hollywood. And so was I.
Films as you make it, as you strike it big, you're with George Lucas and Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Yeah. Those films are their films. In the 80s, those films are my films.
So let's get to the goodbye girls. We don't have a lot of time. So how did that come about? This interesting story about how you ended up with that part, and it's a good one.
Mike Nichols was directing Bobby De Niro in a script called Bogart Slept Here, which was really the story of what happened to Dustin Hoffman when he became a star and how it wrecked his life for a while. And then I heard that Bobby De Niro had been fired, and I said, bullshit, because that's not true. No one is going to fire Bobby De Niro. Not true, he was fired. And Mike Nichols left the project, and everyone started to say, congratulations, you're going to do it. And by the end of that day, they had told me how much money I was going to make. They had told me when it was starting. And I said, called the producer and I said, do you want to talk to me for any reason? No. And that was that.
Is that Ray Stark?
Yeah. 4 months later, Ray and Neil and Marcia together asked me to do a table read. And I said, I was like saying no. And I looked at my hand and I said, put your stupid hand down. What a dumb thing to do. So we read. And it was a bad script for an interesting reason. It asked you to empathize with the problems of a movie star, which no one can really do. You may watch your children be hit by a train, and the audience says, wow, that's terrible, but you're a movie star. So Neil heard it, and he said, this script doesn't work, but I have an idea. And 3 weeks later, he gave us what I realized was a perfect script. And I usually, get it in there and mix it up with the director. There's only one word that I added to that script.
It was?
A buckle.
That's it. No one cares. When you get nominated, there are people who are big favorites and expect to win, and the whole time is building up, and you know, that doesn't seem like it was you. There had to be some, and we didn't have the odds like we do now. Did you go into that night thinking I'm going to win, knowing you were going to win?
Absolutely.
You did?
Yeah.
That's so great.
I knew I would win. I made money on saying that, and I made money a few years earlier when everyone said I was going to be nominated for duty. And I said, no, I'm not. And I made a lot of money on that. And then when we did this film, there were no expectations of anything.
Right.
And so it all came as this sweet surprise. We made a wonderful movie. We made a lot of people happy. We were happy. The film opened. People were happy. We made money. And then we were honored. What's wrong with that picture? And then when I said to my agent, who else is nominated? And he said, Mastroianni, Burton, John Travolta, Woody Allen, I said to myself, I'm going to win. This year I made more money by this, the following question, and this will put it in perspective. Quick, $100, who won Best Actor last year? And the answer was me.
Right.
No one ever got it.
Right.
how it's leaking.
Another movie you're presenting here at the festival, Mr. Holland's Opus, which is a wonderful film which we've run on the network many times. You wanted to run that, so that movie means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Well, when I was first approached by Kirk Turner, they said they were going to do three films, and they were all from the 70s, and I said, that means my career is in the 70s.
That's true.
So I said, Mr. Holland. And it's up there because there are some miraculous things, miracle things in that film. One of which, for instance, is that I age from 28 to 60 and no one can see how. And even the makeup voters didn't see it. So those guys weren't nominated for the best makeup job ever. Right? You can't tell how I aged from 28 to 60.
Some of their great work, though, reflected in the nomination, though, that you got.
That's nice. They liked it.
They liked it.
All that work, they got pictures of me, and they're saying, sign it, please.
Let me ask you about two movies that I love. I had no business spending this time asking you about these movies, but as I'm reminding myself of your career looking through it, I love Stakeout. It's fantastic.
Bill Murray is so funny.